It's great to have you along as we begin another week together here on God Is. Recently on God Is, Jesus has been teaching us who God is as we walk alongside him in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have learned that God is merciful and that God is our rest. And beginning today, let's learn together that God is our confidence. God is our confidence. I want to use today and tomorrow to say some introductory things about confidence in the lives of each one of us. And there are two things that I want to tell you up front. And first, I want to define the word confidence. When I say that God makes us confident, what do I actually mean? As always, I think it's crucial to define our terms. To me, confidence means one thing, but to you, it may mean quite another. And so how might I define the word confidence? Here now is what I mean by confidence. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. What makes me confident is reliance on Jesus Christ, or I draw my confidence not from within myself, but I draw my confidence from Christ. So that first, I define confidence this way. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. And you will see what I mean the further along we go. Most people, even Christians, when they think of confidence, they're really thinking about self-confidence. That is, there is something that I can change, or some things, plural, that I can change about myself that will make me, that will transform me into being a more self-confident person. And you could spend serious money buying books, going to seminars, buying DVDs, and subscribing to websites and newsletters, and on, trying to be a more self-confident individual. But that is not how the Bible says that we gain confidence. So as we begin to talk about how you can be more confident, I'll tell you at the beginning that this is not a self-help radio seminar. I do not believe in self-help, but I do very much believe in receiving Christ's help. And that is why I define confidence as reliance on Jesus Christ. As I say here repeatedly, the Bible is my source for telling me who God is. The Bible is our source for telling us all who God is. And according to the Bible, all that self-confidence will be is pride. I'll say more about that in a moment, but let me solidify this first point. Well, first, when I was a young man, a boy, a child, growing up here in Massachusetts, I was severely lacking in confidence. Nervous by nature, shy, and cautious about showing my true self to my peers, I started off in school confident deficient. It did not help that through those years in elementary school, I was not necessarily well served by certain teachers. I've told you about one of them before, my math teacher, but there were others. But I do not blame my teachers. There were other reasons why my spirit was deficient in a certain kind of dash that other kids had. Some of that had to do with the environment that I was growing up in, and when I began to get older, into junior high school, a lack of coaching or mentorship from people who were older than me and could kind of take me under their wing. All boys need, in particular, men, fathers, uncles, teachers, sports coaches, social workers, youth pastor, whoever, to strengthen them, encourage them, and teach them how to become a man who is confident. Without that, I wilted in front of my peers. I lived with self-doubt, worry, fear, and a total lack of confidence. But then something radical happened to me. Radical. Jesus Christ pursued me and consumed me, and I bowed down to his lordship and mastery over my young life. God gave me the gift of his grace and implanted in my heart the gift of faith that I then used to invest in Jesus himself. We are fond of putting it this way. I became a Christian. The reality is, I didn't do anything except receive the gift of God's grace for me. God transformed me by his initiative into a follower of Jesus Christ. And when that happened, do you know what else happened? God was the source of my confidence. God is the source of my salvation, my rescue, my deliverance from sin, and with that glorious redemption also came confidence. And what I have learned since is that this is what God does for everyone who has put his or her faith in Jesus Christ. God gives his confidence to Christians through Christ. Christians are to be the most confident people in the whole wide world because our confidence does not come from within ourselves, but our confidence comes from Jesus Christ. That's why I said confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. The first thing I want you to know by way of introduction to this new series is how I define the word confidence, and this is my definition. Let me give it to you again just to make certain you capture it. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Which brings me to my second point. If you're within the sound of my voice and you do not yet have faith in Jesus Christ, then you are not going to find God to be the source of your confidence. Instead, all that your confidence is, or all that the confidence you're seeking will be, is pride. Pride. And so my second point is that by confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really only pride. The Bible says that God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's found in the books of Proverbs, 1 Peter, and James. Repeatedly, the Bible warns all of us against being prideful. Here now is a sampling of all the warnings that God gives against being puffed up with pride. Now, Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 through 19, you've probably heard this summarized, even popularized, as pride comes before the fall. But here's what the actual text says. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. That was Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 through 19. And Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 23 echoes this. A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. Actually, God hates pride. God hates pride. Listen to what God says in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. This is Proverbs 8 and verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, and arrogance, and the evil way, and the perverted mouth I hate. Pride is in that list, and God hates it. And so God is never filling the person with pride, just the opposite. God urges people to confess pride as sin. Listening closely to Romans chapter 12 and verse 16, this is now Romans 12 and verse 16 over in the New Testament. Be of the same mind toward one another, do not be haughty in mind, or do not be prideful in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. God urges us to abandon pride for humility. As we repent of the sin of pride, we will exchange pride for humility. We will not consider ourselves wise in our own estimation. We will think of ourselves as low, not high. We think of ourselves last, not first. We put others before us, and we come far, far behind. This is what the Bible urges us to do. This is what God Himself is calling us to do. And I would be remiss if I left out another passage in the Proverbs. These are the Proverbs rich in wisdom for us today. And this is now Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 5. Proverbs 16 and verse 5. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished. And abomination there means what God hates or what God detests. So God hates and God detests pride. And I say all of this to say that when I talk about confidence, I obviously do not mean pride. I am not talking with you about self-confidence. I'm talking about God confidence, the confidence that God gives to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, because believers in Christ now have the presence of God living in us through the Holy Spirit of God. And the Spirit makes us a confident people. God is our confidence. He's the source of our confidence, and He gives us this confidence through Jesus Christ in the presence of the Holy Spirit. That is what I am trying to say to you thus far. Now, that raises for those of you who are not yet Christians within the sound of my voice a question. Is this series for you? Should you continue to listen now to God Is? And my honest answer is yes. Yes, this series is for you, and I invite you to be with us here every Monday through Friday at this same time. You're always welcome here. What you will get out of this is that you will understand the only real and genuine way of being a confident person. So definitely, yes, this is for you. But I like to shoot straight as well and to be very honest. And this will really not be for you if you think of our time together as a self-help workshop that's going to teach you how to rely on yourself for confidence. I am not going to teach you how to rely on yourself. Rather, I want to teach you how to rely on God. Because you see, God is our confidence. My first point is to define confidence, and I define confidence as reliance on Jesus Christ. And my second point is that by confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really only pride. As long as you understand where I am coming from and that the Bible will be the source of what I talk about here every day, then I think you really ought to come along and be with us as always, and you ought to invite your other friends and family members who are not yet Christians to be with us as well. And on that note, I see that our time has come to an end for today. But when you come back tomorrow, we'll continue to learn that God is our confidence as I continue with some introductory comments. And fear not, we shall soon go to Jesus in the Gospels. Since we're just beginning to learn that God is our confidence, why don't you invite someone who is low in confidence to be with us? Give them a call or send them a text and invite them to tune in with you on the radio or via the free podcast, which is downloadable from the WEZE website. You'll learn more about how to get that in a moment. And you can get it for free and you can share it with others. So invite someone and come along back tomorrow as we continue to discover that God is our confidence right here on God Is.